News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Psychotherapist Jared Gottlieb, good morning.
Good morning.
Jared, you moved here from America 5 years ago and you've written that talking about mental health is different in Ireland. Explain how it's different.
Well, it's not universally different. The piece I wrote, a friend in central Massachusetts, said you could say similar things about people here. But one of the things that I find that's really pronounced is that just in life here, in the therapy room, it's hard to talk about feelings. There's not as much of a culture of it. And it's not as naturally done. And I myself have had stumbles where I'm trying to get a friend at the farmer's market to talk about how they really feel. And it's like, whoa, don't go there right now. And so that would be a difference that I'm noticing.
Is that just the way we are? Like, we would regard, I mean, the cliche, the stereotype would be, you know, every American has a therapist. They all want to talk about their feelings the whole time. And I suppose there might be a, you know, a slight backlash against that here.
Well, I mean, first to say that I wouldn't put one way above the other. They're all just tools in a toolbox. And, you know, looking at all that's happening in America, you know, I can imagine a lot of people thinking, yeah, hard pass.
really listen, every country has its problems.
Every country has its issues. And also there's no universals of this being everybody in Ireland. I would never say anything like that at all. There are instances when people are feeling things that are really difficult and there isn't that culture to be able to talk about it, that it can feel really isolating. And the thing that I've noticed is that people are feeling very similar things and feeling alone with it. And there's something there's a sadness with that, that there could be so much points of connection, this shared common humanity, and there's a feeling of isolation, aloneness, and like, I'm the only one who's feeling this. And that's just not the case.
Do you think as well, it's a bit of a social taboo here that, you know, people don't want somebody to open up. It's almost like, oh God, you know, if you ask somebody how they're feeling, all you really want is I'm grand. You don't really want anything more than that.
Yeah. Shane, that can be the case. I also think it's born out of, there's a beautiful quality that one of the things I find that's really strong here is that there's a culture of a problem named by someone feels like it's owned. Like there is an incredible sense of responsibility and care for taking care of neighbors, taking care of friends, taking care of coworkers. And so I think with that, there's something that's really gorgeous about that quality, but it can be cumbersome if it feels like to say a problem is to burden someone. You know,
as you're talking, I'm going, oh my God, that is me. It's like, oh, I don't want to know about it because if I know about it, I'm going to have to be part of the solution.
I know exactly what you're saying. And and it's interesting because I can't speak for all of Ireland. I've only lived in Sligo. But in the west of Ireland, I find the love language of the west of Ireland is fixing things. And that's a gorgeous quality. But with emotions, they're not to be fixed, they're to be felt. And so often just what's needed is to be present with it. And so the neuroscientist Dan Siegel has a beautiful expression, name it to tame it, and that which we mentioned can be managed. Meaning, you know, if we're feeling something really difficult, if we can just have it named and not have anyone trying to fix it for us or, you know, do this or that or whatever, it's just like, oh, I just feel, I can even give an example. This is the first live interview I've ever done. And I'm telling myself all these like positive things before the call. And I'm saying this and that. And at a certain point, I just am like, oh, there's nervousness present.
You don't have to solve it. You don't have, but it's there. Can I just make one final point before we go? One thing I've noticed, and sorry, you're the psychotherapist. I patently am not. But one thing I have noticed, I think my kids' generation, I think are much more open of talking about their feelings. They're much more accepting of their friends who have issues. And I was going to say problems, but they don't see them as problems. They just say, yeah, no, he has this going on. And they're very tolerant and very accepting in a way that I look back at my school that was, you know, was a bit of a jungle. If you admitted weakness, you know, the pack kind of rounded on you. I think that has really changed with the younger generation. I don't know if that's something you've noticed.
I mean, I can't speak in universals, but yeah, I definitely think that's with the younger folks I work with, like that is seems to be
they're
the
kinder,
case.
I suppose, is the
well. I mean, I'm not gonna co-sign on that because you know there's a great kindness of folks of all ages I found here, and that has many expressions. I mean, each way of expressing kindness is like one tool in the toolbox. This quality of naming emotions is just one tool of many that can be used. There's many other things.
But generally, it is good to talk. Is that your message?
I think that's the case. But I would say, I mean, as I wrote in the piece, like, you know, say nothing and keep saying it is a prevalent mentality. And, you know, starting to talk with the folks who instilled that mentality is probably not going to be the best place to start. I wouldn't say it's always the right conditions. But if there's a discernment of like, yeah, this I feel safe that I'm with this person here. It doesn't have to be a therapist. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. But someone for whom you feel you can be met with non-judgment and curiosity, then by all means, I think it's going to be incredibly relieving to talk about things.
Jared Gottlieb, psychotherapist, thank you so much for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.